Tēnā anō koutou, te pai nā anō tērā waiata ngari, a me kapi mai anō nā te mea, kei konei anō ngā taima mō ngā kaikōrero i te wahanga o te kuaka mārangaranga. Kei konei Dr. Mary Ann Baker, kamutu mā māua anō e kōrero, a āhuatanga e pāna ki roto i watātou rongoa, me o ngā āhuatanga i roto i tāna ni mahi. Nā koia tēnā, tēnā koe Dr. Mary Ann Baker.
Tēnā koe, girlie, good to be back.
Yes, and
I think the listeners wanted to discuss sunburn today, which I believe is tīkaka. Yes.
Well, okay, because summer is around the corner. Well, it is here now, although we've had spots of rain here, there, everywhere, but hey, we need both.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So, yes, and I think because the days are so beautiful and getting up earlier and staying out longer, the sunburn is a really good topic and how to treat it, but also most important is how to prevent sunburn. So, shall I get on it there? Just sunburn, the key points is that you feel the sun's heat, but you cannot feel the UV radiation, which is what causes the skin to burn. And it can harm you on cool and cloudy days as well. And the peak levels in New Zealand are from September to April, so obviously we're in that, and between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. They can also be high when you're at high altitudes around snow or ice. So we have to think about that when we're skiing, water or snow or hiking. And even mild sunburn can damage our skin and increase our risk of skin cancer. So we always have to, as we said, look to what it is, how to treat it, but also how it's important to prevent it. And the people at risk is people like ourselves living closer to the equator, being in those times of skin exposure, especially between 10 and 2. And when we think that we're okay when the skies are cloudy or there's environmental pollution, which reduces the radiation. However, 80% can still get through light cloud cover, so skin can be affected. So the signs of sunburn vary on the skin type when you're exposed. The main signs being red, warm skin that's tender to touch, flaking and peeling skin about 4 to 7 days after the exposure. When the sunburn is really severe, girly, it says there's blistering, swelling of the skin, you start having chills, you can have a high temperature of 38 degrees Celsius or above, or a general feeling of discomfort. With this, you can get dizziness, headache, and feeling like throwing up, nausea. So how do we actually treat it? If you're badly sunburned and feel faint, dehydrated, or have severe blistering, or burnt over a large area, a young child or a baby, you have to seek the medical advice, because it's too important. And a lot of people think, oh, I just feel a bit sick today, it must be something I ate, when in fact it's a sunburn. So to treat it at home, if it's not in that category, we obviously avoid further sun exposure, cover up and keep out of direct sunlight until the burned area has healed, cool the affected area by using a simple cold flannel over the area, but you sponge it with cold water or have a cool bath or shower. We avoid using soap as this may further irritate our skin. We soothe the skin by going to your pharmacy or the supermarket to buy products that help soothe sunburn, often called on the bottles after sun care. You try using the spray-ons because you just spray them rather than creams, where creams you've got to rub them in by hand. And also the aloe vera, which we all grow as well, and get the gel out, that has a soothing effect. And you can also buy it. We must rehydrate by drinking plenty of fluids to help cool us down, and also replace the fluids that are lost to sun exposure. We have to avoid alcohol because a lot of people drink that in the sun because that makes us get more dehydrated and lose fluid. Moisturise your skin if it's not too painful with a moisturiser, which is different to like the after sun care. That'll help boost the moisture content beneath the skin, but do not apply butter to sunburnt skin. Pain relief, we take paracetamol or ibuprofen to relieve the pain. And finally, we don't pop the blisters. A lot of people say, oh, pop those blisters. We have to instead cover them if they're itchy with a wound dressing to reduce the risk of infection. And as we said, if you've got severe sunburn, you have to seek medical advice, especially if it's blistering, swelling and swollen. You've got chills, a high fever, dizziness, headaches and feeling sick. So that's them there. Would you like me to now look to how we protect ourselves, like with all the sunscreen?
Yes.
Yep. No. Right, so the sun protection advice is that same old slip, slop, slap and wrap. So we slip on a sun protective clothing and seek shade from 10 till 4. Slop on an approved SPF of 50 or plus broad spectrum sunscreen 15 to 20 minutes before going outside, and we reapply every 2 hours as well after swimming or sweating. We slap on a wide brimmed hat and wrap on a pair of sunglasses. So although sunscreen is considered safe to apply to full-term babies over 6 months of age, it is still best to keep them out of the sun as much as possible and warn people taking phototoxic medications like doxycycline, which is an antibiotic, to limit sun exposure and use a broad-spectrum sunscreen. We avoid the sunbeds, that's well known now, and we store our sunscreen away from heat and discard once expired, because that's important, because you see a lot of people lying on the beach and their sunscreen's there in the hot sun with them. You've got to get it out of the sun. And some of the products they sell is sunscreens that contain chemical with or without physical agents, like general sale is Aloe Vera, Cancer Society, Oasis Sun, Neutrogena range, Nivea Sun range, and SunSense. They absorb the harmful UV light to protect the skin. And there's also physical sunscreens. A lot of us know these more, like zinc oxide, invisible zinc, sun sensitive invisible. Those deflect the radiation from the skin rather than absorbing it. So both zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, which is a product you see on those, provide UVA and UVB protection, and formulated as ultra-fine particles so we don't get left with a sheen on the skin. They're also less likely to cause allergies. Lip balms, they're very important, like lip balm SPF 50+ or Blistex Medicated Relief. These protect the lips with special lip sunscreens because the lips burn really easily and the sunburn can reactivate a cold sore on the lips. So that's why people who are in the sun and prone to getting cold sores are reactivated. So we apply the lip balm frequently as it gets licked off all the time. General sale sunburn treatment products always have those, which we just spoke about, like Cancer Society after sun gel, Lucas Pawpaw, EG cooling gels and vitamins, Mebo's burn repair. And there's also the local anaesthetics like Soothe Cream and Soothe Spray. Those local anaesthetics offer pain relief after sunburn, but we must avoid broken skin because it's not allowed to be used then. Then you've got your aloe vera gels, natural ones, vitamin C and vitamin E. The final thing I think, girlie, if I call out a list of drugs, that we've got to think that when you're on these medicines, increased sun sensitivity or heat sensitivity is more the reason why you need to wear these protections. against the sun. So I'll just quickly read out some names as listed here, which I'm using our pharmacy today in Health Navigator references. Those that cause increased sun sensitivity, amiodarone, antifungals, antibiotics like ciprofloxacin, heart medicines, amlodipine, diltiazem, enalapril. See, those are ones that usually are common. Isotretinoin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and naproxen, promethazine, quinine and quinidine. Statins, all the ones for cholesterol. Atorvastatin, simvastatin, sulfonylureas like the diabetes medicine, glipizide, tetracyclines like we see, doxycycline, minocycline, especially for acne medicines, some chemotherapy medicines. These ones increase heat sensitivity, so diphenhydramine, pseudoephedrine, timolol. And then where you increase both sun and heat sensitivity, amitriptyline. A lot of people on that. Atropine, coal tar mixtures, like if you've got eczema or skin, you have coal tar products. Diuretics, you know, to take out our fluid, like furosemide, hydrochlorothiazide, doxycycline, nortriptyline, prochlorperazine, and promethazine. Those are them.
Okay. Oh, well, you've covered quite a bit today, Dr. Mary Ann Baker. So no doubt with the sunburn projects that you've listed today with the, you know, with the skin, it's quite important to take heed with everything you've mentioned, eh?
Oh, definitely. And especially those pills. If you're on any medicine, best way to think, I can't remember what she said. When you go out in the sun, have your protection on.
Yep.
Definitely.
Okay. Oh, lovely to kōrero ki a koe. And then we catch up with you in the next week and that, eh?
Yes, and you'll let me know what the listeners would like to hear about then.
Aye.
Love it. Yeah.
Aye.
Mamihi whānau.
Kia ora mai anō.